You're tuned into The Global Voice, and this is At The Tone. I'm DJ Frederick, and this is an hour of music for crate diggers, showcasing the best in library music, easy tempo jazz, psychedelic pop, and more. So light up the lava lamp, crank up the turntable. We will begin At The Tone.
Thank you.
Alan Hawkshaw with The Road Forward from 1977 LP. And we started off this edition of At the Tone with the very first recording of the tune Calcutta, which was then known as Tivoli Melody by Werner Mueller, recorded back in 1958. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone. And if you enjoy crate digging and dusty music, you've found the right frequency.
This is Bird Note. In the environmental movement, no single figure stands taller than Rachel Carson. Her work on DDT helped spark an environmental awakening in the 1960s. Some consider Rachel Carson the finest nature writer of the 20th century. In addition to Silent Spring, books such as The Sea Around Us and Under the Sea Wind are evidence of her exquisite literary talent. Carson herself had inspiration from a 19th century writer named Richard Jefferies. His prose poems, like The Pageant of Summer, reveal a profound immersion in nature and a joyful sense of discovery. His work helped Carson develop and write about her own deep sense of connection with the natural world. Here's Jefferies on Summer. Every blade of grass, each leaf, each separate floret and petal is an inscription speaking of hope. Consider the grasses and the oaks, the swallows, the sweet blue butterfly. They are one and all a sign and token, showing before our eyes earth made into life. So that my hope becomes as broad as the horizon afar, reiterated by every leaf, sung on every bough, reflected in the gleam of every flower. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Support for Bird Note comes from the Port Aransas Tourism Bureau. Info on February's Whooping Crane Festival and hundreds of species of birds to see year-round at visitportaransas.com.
You're listening to the Global Voice.
At the Tone, 1 hour, 0 minutes, Coordinated Universal Time.
We'll be right back.
Johnny Rivers with By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Before that, Bobby Steele at the Hammond Organ with Rippling Presets. And we started that set off with Archie Gunn, Poppy Fiddles. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice. Music to help you find your groove.
Exploring science in the sea. For some, getting away from it all might mean a trip to the South Pacific, some delightful tropical island far from the cares of everyday life. But really getting away from it all means going to a point in the South Pacific where there are no islands within almost 1,700 miles. It's the point on the globe that's farthest from any land, known as Point Nemo. It was first calculated in 1992 with the help of computers and GPS satellites. It's precisely 1,670 miles from three islands: Ducie Island, a member of the remote Pitcairn Islands; Motu Nui, a member of the Easter Island chain off the coast of South America, and Mar Island off the coast of Antarctica. The spot was named after Captain Nemo from Jules Verne's classic novel 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Nemo sought solitude in the ocean depths aboard his submarine, the Nautilus. Not much lives at Point Nemo. Ocean currents prevent nutrients from coming to the surface, so there's little to sustain life, and not many ships cross the region either. That's just as well, because the region is a dumping ground for dead spacecraft. To keep them from possibly hitting inhabited regions, space agencies aim them toward the area around Point Nemo. About 260 craft have been targeted there in the last 45 years. Most of a spacecraft burns up as it enters the atmosphere, but some big pieces can survive and hit the ocean. When they sink to the bottom, they may form habitats for bottom-dwelling life out in the middle of nowhere. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is Carol Fialka, and you are listening to The Global Voice.
Welcome back to At the Tone on the Global Voice. This is DJ Frederick playing music to help you find your groove. So there was a great song by Glen Campbell back in the day called Galveston, but he wasn't the first person to record that song. The first person was the Hawaiian singer Don Ho, who released it on a 45 back in 1968. So this is Mr. Don Ho with Galveston.
Why do I hear your sea winds blowing? Why do I see the eyes glowing? She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, wonder if she could forget me. I'd go home if they would let me put down this gun and go to Galveston. I get old. On the beach where we used to run. Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying, before I see
flying in the sun, flying in the sun.
This is Bird Note. With steady, resounding whacks of its chisel-like bill, a woodpecker excavates a nesting cavity in a tree. A pair of woodpeckers will use the hole for one nesting season, carving out a new one the following spring. But unlike most birds, whose nests are good for just one season, the woodpecker's cavity will have a long and useful career. Woodpeckers, master carpenters of the bird world, are called keystone species for their crucial role in creating habitat suited to other woodland wildlife. Abandoned woodpecker nest holes become nests or roosts for small owls, like this northern saw-whet owl, or cavity-nesting wood ducks. Swifts, bluebirds, swallows, wrens, and other birds, as well as many mammals, make use of these holes. The snags can become multi-level condominiums for a whole host of wildlife. A venerable dead tree, broken off at the top and perforated with multiple cavities, may actually be one of the most valuable trees in the forest. It's satisfying to know that some simple choices can improve habitat for birds. For example, if you have to cut down a tree, consider leaving part of it as a snag. You'll be helping the woodpeckers and all the species that depend on them for homes. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
You're listening to the most interactive station on the internet. This is the Global Voice.
two tracks from a fantastic cassette release by the Space Bomb House Band from their album Library Music 2, Temple of the Engine Room. We heard No More Brutality and Pineapple. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. You can find me on Facebook. Just hunt for Frederick Moe or look for the group At the Tone.
Hi, everybody. This is Joe Walsh. One thing I do when I'm not playing rock and roll is get on the air as an amateur radio operator. Also called ham radio, is a communication service provided by ordinary people just like you and me. Ham radio operators are everywhere, in your city, your area, your neighborhood, in any country you go to. We have a national emergency communication system in place 24/7, 365. In case of natural or man-made disasters, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, you name it, we're there. Find out more about amateur radio at arrl.org/whatishamradio. See you on the air.
Now that I've reached the climax of my career, I can officially retire and go over all these tapes I managed to cull from the pile. This one has me swearing like Buddy Hackett at a Dean Martin roast. Old Hoover and I. What a fruitcake. Eh, been there, heard that. Oh, what the hell is...
Now that's some pretty butterfly soup from the dead, man. Some groovy...
Oh, I absolutely deplore these radical, long-haired hippie extremists. I tried to placate them. I got us out of Vietnam, didn't I? These drugged-out DJs with nothing better to do than make fun of me. I made it perfectly clear. I put my goddamn shoulders out of whack when I gave them their own victory peace sign gestures, right up until they helicoptered me into oblivion here in San Clemente. Although they do make a mean clam chowder at the crab crotch. Oh, Pat, how could you have left me? Pat, give me a pat on the back.
So your chick is split, man. That's okay. You're hip because you're listening to Chip. It's the liquid frequency test, man. With your host, Chip Gogol. The place is the Global Voice and the time is every Saturday. 15 hours universal fire out.
This is Carol Fialka, and you are listening to The Global Voice.
Can you hear me? Or am I? Oh.
Grand Funk Railroad with Closer to Home. That's going to do it for this edition of At the Tone with DJ Frederick. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free. Thanks for listening.